Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year's Eve, where we are live Woo-hoo! And alive right from here and where we are. Welcome to tonight's Mellow Music New Year's Eve edition. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We made it.
Yep.
Featuring a variety of Lee's music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, from this year. Yes, 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 yes. We are going to get started with some ambiance, and as I'm going to play this in the background as we talk and as you listen, because hey, this music just makes you feel good. It's holistic music, feel good music. We're going to have some new music throughout the night, and thanks to all of you joining for the first time for this New Year's Eve Friday, the last Friday of the year of Gullah Soul Music, December 31st, 2021, as we enter the new year with What's in the Vault by the multi-instrumentalist songwriter-composer Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas.
Yes.
My name is Miss Inez. Yes, yes, yes. Where's our, our horns and our little hats and everything? I should have said y'all need to come with horns and hats. Yes, as I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs, and I can be found at www.anaisevalcour.com, and we are broadcasting to you worldwide, not just from one place, but you guys can hear us worldwide. And so we welcome each and every one of you, and we want you to continue hitting that follow/subscribe button from your social media platforms, or you can go directly to n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, which is number one music, as we are about to reach 500,000 views of his profiles. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we are at almost 490,000. It's like 488,000 and some change. So if you want to give a quick shout out and name and show some love to Lee, you can call us and join us at 516-418-5857. So let your friends know early to tune in as well. And if you know someone in another country, share this information with them. Because, hey, we are right here every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And we're here for about an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. Depends on how we feel and how we deal. But we're all up in here in your atmosphere. And so if you want to reach out directly to Lee, you can go to his email at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. So let's hear a little bit more of this ambiance, because we into it and we about to do it. So yes, yes, yes. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. Ambiance. Yes. Yeah. We are here in the atmosphere. Yes, that is ambiance you're listening to in the background. Yes. We are getting ready for our 2022. So get ready. If you're not ready, get ready. Here you go. Come on now.
Yes, y'all. Woo! This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music, yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yes, 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 yes. Hold on to your seat belts, y'all. Put them on, or you can take them off and just glide and stride through this evening. So we want to welcome Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music. Happy New Year's Eve. And now a member of the ISSA, which is the International Singer and Songwriters Association. So, yay!
Big, 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 big doors or the avenues for me, being in the position I am, being a music producer, audio engineer, multi-instrumental and all that, man. So I'm just grateful for that, thankful for that, you know, for that,
yes.
for that opportunity right there.
Yes,
I just want to tell everybody
else.
Already, for
yes.
those of you already celebrating your new year, wherever country you are in, happy new year to you. And for those of you in different time zones, you know, happy new year to y'all already. And so, you know,
right.
for those of y'all in other time zones, we're gonna sign off before y'all's midnight comes. Happy new to y'all in advance. So I'm just so happy to be here with y'all again tonight. You know, man, this is all Gullah Soul music, man. This is all songs that I've arranged, produced, written, published, and everything else, man. You know, so I just thank God for the gift. I want to thank everybody at NoMoreMusic.com for a very productive and successful year with you all.
Add
me to your playlist, add me to your shares and everything else, man. Those of you on LinkedIn, as a matter of fact, they're going to follow me on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And messaging me through LinkedIn, talking with me, encouraging me and all that. I just want to give y'all a big shout out as well. You know, so it's been a nice ride, man. It's been a nice ride this year, man. I'm looking forward to a very prosperous year, Lord willing, into next year as well. And so I just want to tell everybody, man, like I always do, man, you're in the right time. Whatever time zone you are, man, you're in the right time, the right place, the right moment. And, you know, I'm always in your atmosphere, man. I mean, so, you know, you're in Gullah Soul Zone right now. So all you got to do is just vibe with it, move with it, and get on with it, man, because this is all Gullah Soul. This is all soulistic music. And, man, we got a lot in store for y'all tonight, man. So y'all just, hey, man, y'all just ride with us on tonight, man. Mind trip with us a little bit. For those of you who know my lingo. You know, when I say mind trip, I mean reflect upon God's goodness, man. How he's taking you through this year.
All
the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for those of us that had bumps in the road, some of us, you know, everyone has had some issues this year. We've had our moments, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's some that started out with us last year, didn't make it through this year. But, you know, all I can tell you, man, is just keep trusting God, man, for your spiritual healing, for your inner healing, for your mental healing.
Yeah.
He's the only one that can give you that. And that's all I know because from my own experience. So y'all just be encouraged out there, man. Keep loving one another, man. And let's keep spreading the love of God in us, man, to others, man. And let's keep lifting his name up. And let's keep glorifying his name. And, you know, and just be the best you can be. You know what I'm saying? And,
right,
and let's just
right.
show each other some love out there, man, for real. Y'all, I'm just ready to get this show started, ready to get this party started.
Yes,
y'all call in.
Yes.
Hey, man,
quickly,
like I always
yes.
say, if you call in, please call in. Say some encouraging words. This is not a platform for your personal opinions about others or your denomination and nothing. Ain't that what this is about? This is about uplifting and encouraging one another. You know, everybody has their thing.
Yes.
Everybody does their thing, whatever church you go to or whatever, or if you don't, whatever. I'm on here just to present God as he's given my gifts to do, and that's what the show is about. So if you want to call in and give a shout-out to say, hey, man, good job, love it, keep doing what you're doing, that's cool. But please don't call giving us Bible study lessons and did your opinion about it. This is not what this is about. Because I have an audience that follows me, and all I want to do
yes.
is just show the love of God in me to those that are listening, and we're going to have this big old praise party going on, this big old praise celebration
yes.
going on worldwide. Yeah, man.
Worldwide.
So y'all come on in the
yes.
circle. Come
yes.
on in here, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Y'all come on in the
yes.
circle. Jump right on in here.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Before we do, we want to hear from Miss Angie, since this is the last Friday of the year. Go ahead, Mrs. Alston. How are you doing this evening on this Friday evening?
I'm so excited about tonight. I'm so excited. I just want to say
yes.
hello, everyone.
Yes.
Hello, honey. Hey, Miss
Angie.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
I'm ready to get this show going.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, we got
yeah.
power to the people, and the first song we're going to hear is some soul power. So if this is your first time listening, hold on tight, because we're getting ready to get you uptight and get you right. Some soul power. Here we go. Yes, sir. Yes,
God's
yes,
soul
yes.
power.
Soul power.
Is my strength.
Ha! Yes,
yeah.
it is.
He's so real. Lyrically, solistically, I got a praise inside of me. Yeah,
yes, you do.
And that's a word, man. Whom the song set free is free indeed. And I thank you. Yeah, and that's a word, man. He's my sheep. He's my buckler. He's my fortress. Yeah, and that's a word. My light, he's the prince of life, yeah, and that's a word, man, whole lot of church quaking going on right now inside me, yeah, and that's for real, man, I praise you all my days, I give you thanks, yeah, that's for real. You are my healer, you are my provider, yeah, yeah, that's a word, man, you are my doctor, that's for real, that's a word, man, you got soul power, it gives me my strength, yeah, and that's real. Your soul power gives me courage. Yeah, that's real. Your soul power gives me strength when I'm weak. There's a word. I give you all the praise and all the glory because you're worthy.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of church quaking going on inside me right now. Yeah. That's a word, man.
And for those of you who don't know what church quaking is, give us your definition of church quaking, Lee. Go ahead. What's your definition of church quaking for the first time listeners?
Yeah, man, church quaking is basically, man, getting your praise on. You know what I'm saying? But that's my I'm full of soul, man. So that, you know, I have my own lingo. I have my own way of expressing myself, you know. So yeah, whenever you hear that, you say church quaking, if you hear on these tracks when I'm saying church quake this, church quake that, I mean it, man, you get in there, man, and praise God like it's your last day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's quaking it, man.
Yeah.
You just get in there, church quaking it up, giving God the praise, no matter who's looking at you. You in your zone, and that's where I'm at all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I say church quake, for me, that's a little bit, for me, it's putting a little bit more of an exclamation on, you know, just say, hey, we're going to have praise and worship. No, I'm on church quake, man. I'm just shaking some balls. I'm just to bang some walls. I'm just to get and make some noise for real. Yeah, I mean, that's my definition of my praise is my church quaking. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Girl of soul.
When I say
girl
church,
soul.
You say quake. Church. Come on.
Quake.
You call church.
Quake.
Come on, y'all. Quake. Come on, y'all. Get into the skew. You know what I'm doing. When I say church, you say quake. Church.
Quake.
Quake. Come on now. You got to get the Holy Spirit up in you. You can't just be lollygagging and tired because the Lord, He be with us all the time, and He wants to get that praise in us. So we're going to do this one more again. And so I don't know if there's a delay or what have you, but when I say church,
it's a delay.
You
yeah,
say,
we're live. Yeah, we're live. It's live. So by her being on her device and I'm on mine and yours, it's a delay because we're on live radio. Yeah, it's going to be that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when I say church, you say quake. Church.
Quake.
Quake.
Church.
Quake.
Quake.
There you go. There you go. There you go. We're going to get it. We are going to get it. This next song that we have, that's okay, because we're going to get it, because I forgot there's a delay in the song. The next one is
right.
I Believe in God. And so, you know, after we have our soul power and everything and get the church quaking, if I believe in God, and if you don't believe in anything else, how did you get to 2022? Believe
that's
in
right,
God
that's right.
And believe in something, right? So this song is, if you believe in something, you know, you believe in God because He is all around us. But when you hear the song, it's all of the songs are good. So regardless of what happens, you can't go wrong with any of His songs. Yes, you can't go wrong.
Basically, if you're going to believe in something, if you're going to believe in something, then why not believe in Him?
That's
the thing what the hook is saying. If you're going to believe in something, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, God people, you know, in human nature, a lot of times to put our faith in things and people and objects and everything else to increase your faith in some aspect. But like I said before, when the holiday season is over with and when all this is gone, when all the fanfare is gone and when your emotions got caught up in all this right here, and then after the year sets in, then you got to deal with stuff and the holiday season ain't coming again until next December, what are you going to do today?
Well,
hey!
Earthquake.
Yeah.
You got to believe in something. You know, why not believe in Him? So let's play the song. You'll understand. Then we could talk about it on the other side, or we could just go to the next song. But, y'all, you know, why not believe in God? If you know, because the song after that one is called God Will Never Fail. But I Believe in God is this one. So let's believe.
Believe in
Him.
You got
believe in thunder, why not believe in me? Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
And everybody out
I want to tell everybody, hold on a minute. I just had to, you know, deal with some issue. These people out here with these, playing around these firecrackers around, you know, vehicles out here. So
don't feel bad. I got the same thing.
No. I had to try to get these kids out here straight. These neighborhood kids out here, they have no, you know, so they have no respect here. They all on people's vehicles out here. So I had to. You know, I had to kind of get that lined in, y'all, out there. So that's what that little hay was, try to get the attention to stop playing around these vehicles out here. But, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm back in the I had to kind of, I just want to let everybody know that's what that was.
I did not hear it. So I mean, I'm into the music. So you could have said a lot of anything, but I'm into, you know, to the music. So, but, there is a lot of you know, noise, you know, firecrackers and cars racing up and down. So, you know, everybody's getting a little, their church quake on as we get our church quake on. But yes.
That church quake they're doing is really inappropriate because we was taught as kids to respect other people's property out here. So it's like, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, that I still believe. You know, that you teach your kids to respect other people's stuff as well. That's where we grew up. So,
Right.
I know a lot of people may be different with that, but I'm telling you, I mean, that's just old school teaching, respect other people's property. So for those of you that did hear that, that what that was about. And so I had to line that in. But for those of you didn't hear, that's fine, too. But I'm doing that just because we're on live radio. I need to clarify some things. So just in case you got to hear something.
There you go.
All. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, though, because a lot of times, you know, home training is not I won't say it's not taught, but it's not respected. Let's put it like that.
Right.
You know, you can teach them all you want, but after a while, they just don't respect anything anybody says or anything. So if you can teach them and, you know, they respect you, you got a lot of respect from a lot of folks. But a lot of times, kids, they don't respect nobody no more. They don't. They don't. They will shoot gun you down in a heartbeat. You know, oh, you're not my daddy. Don't be coming at me like this. Like, okay, all right. But, you know, in that aspect, God will never fail. As long as we keep him in God's good graces, he's never going to fail. Never, ever, ever going to fail. And so this song, when you hear this song and see and listen to all the miracles God has done, as a song testified earlier, you know, if you believe in God, if you believe in something, why not believe in me? If you believe in something, why not believe in God? Because he will never fail. And so you will most definitely need him in this new year, because there are going to be some trying times. We got all kind of variants out here. We got just pray one for another. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say on that one. But you got anything to say on that one, Lee?
Yeah, I just like to say, yeah, man, we have to do, you know, what the Bible teaches us. I know some people may, you know, have their thing, you know, how they want to, you know, teach their kids. But the way we were taught was by the Bible, train up a child the way they should go, bottom line.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And, you know, we do that. They won't have to be concerned about all these things that are happening in these schools, everything that's happening in our neighborhoods with the youth today.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these folks have stopped parenting their children the right way, and it should be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And,
yeah. I'm a strong believer
in
the Word of God,
right,
what the Word of God said. Yeah.
And a lot of parenting is done by television. So you put your child in front of a television, you don't know what they're going, what they see and what they're doing. A lot of times, even though they may have parental controls and stuff, but it's just not the same way as what we used to do. I have to take my grandson because he'll be on his Xbox for hours and they won't even eat. It's like, you hungry? No, I'm not hungry, Nanny. You're going to eat today. You're going to eat today. So God will never fail. It's a beautiful song. And then again, Lee does his own arrangements. He does his own instruments. He does his own music, unless otherwise stated. So he plays all of his instruments, horns, keyboards, bass, percussions, everything. So unless otherwise stated. So this music is his. So he owns the rights. He owns everything. So you can't take this stuff away from him. He's been in music for 30 years, 30 plus years. And so you know when a man has that type of talent behind him, he don't need nobody else except for God. That's it. And God will never fail, as the song says. Yes, sir. God will never fail. Never, never fail.
God will never fail. But my faith in you is strong. You gave me strength to keep holding on. And Lord, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. That's why I know you will never.
I mean, brain tumor, sickle cell, ICU. I mean, those are just a few of the testimonies. Can you imagine if other people lined up and gave their testimonies? Because God will never, ever fail. We may fail him, but he never fails us.
He will never fail us.
Never fail.
I'm so thankful for that because it's like, you know, having been completely healed, of sickle cell.
Uh-huh.
Now, I remember when I was a baby,
uh-huh.
I would
uh-huh.
get those shots and the pain and everything else, man. But, you know, to have my children and my grandchildren and let them have any sign of that at all, man, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know,
wow.
for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's truly a blessing because of the fact that God completely healed us. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the doctors can do all they can do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, people
uh-huh.
understand something, man, that God is the ultimate physician. He's the ultimate healer. And so, you know,
right.
when the drugs ain't working, when prescription meds ain't working, whatever you taking ain't
mm-hmm.
working,
mm-hmm.
you know, all I can do is, hey, man, just try God. You know, put your faith
yeah.
in him and let
That's
him
all
work
you
it
can
out.
Do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just try God. Shoot. Oof, you just don't know. Mm-mm-mm. We need to have some sanctified people here. You know, just give them praise. I mean, probably people out there listen to us and give them praise as
oh, yeah.
well. And if you want to call in, that number is 516-418-5857. If you have, you know, say, hey, I've been healed, you know, just say, call in. I've been healed. I can testify. And then, you know, thank you. But God
yeah.
will never fail. That's one thing. That's one thing you don't ever have to worry about. You know, you may have your friends fail you, but God, he's always in your corner. Never, ever, ever
yeah,
fail. Never,
right.
ever,
that's
ever
right.
fail.
That's
never
right.
fail.
That's right.
And now we're going to be into Acts 2:1-4. And we're going to go to church tonight for a hot minute. And that reads, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mm-hmm. mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Yeah.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the name of this is called Acts 2:1-4. And as Lee will tell you, if he doesn't give it a title, he will give it a Bible verse, because that's where it comes from. So, Lee, I'm going to let you take it from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, this is basically my rendition of Church Quaking, man, from the day of Pentecost. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was a tremendous church quake going on in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, the Holy Spirit come through, man, and shook that place. You know what I'm saying? When you got a When he's moving like a mighty rushing wind, you know, a mighty rushing wind,
yeah.
you know, man, you know, we see physically what a strong wind does, you know what I'm saying? It turns
right.
over 18-wheelers, it uproots trees,
mm-hmm.
and it shakes
yeah.
things up, that wind, that powerful. So spiritually, when the Holy Spirit is moving, man, it is a powerful move of the Spirit of
yeah.
God, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like Elijah, I want to get caught up in the whirlwind. I want to get caught up in
no.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So
oh,
this
yeah.
is my rendition of what happened in that particular passage of the Bible, man, when the Holy Spirit fell up on them in there and shook some stuff up in there.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mm-mm. All up in your atmosphere. All up, yes, as you
yeah,
say,
man.
All up there in your atmosphere. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm all
so
up in your atmosphere,
you?
Man. Hold, yeah, man. Let him in there. Yeah, man.
Yes.
Let him do it.
Yes. And if you will know that, who just had the tornadoes that just came through? What state just had those tornadoes that just
damaged
oh, yeah. everything?
Yeah, it was multiple. Yeah, we had. It's been here in the, I know in the central part of the United States, and you
okay.
know in the southern
right.
part. I mean, Kentucky, some other places across seas. So it's like you know when you look at it, the physical aspect of what we
there,
deal with.
That's what I'm talking about.
You look
about.
At it in the spiritual,
mm-hmm.
it's more powerful than that. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, man. I mean, let the Holy Spirit get you caught up, man. Get caught up in him, man. And let him work in your
it's
life,
music.
Man. Let him pour into
yes.
you. Let him pour God's grace and power within you, man. And let the Holy Spirit lift you up, man. And just let him pour in you, man, for real. Yeah.
Just let him use you, shoot. Just let him use you. He's not going to hurt. Let you get hurt, so Let him use you as a vessel. Just let him. You know what? We're going to hear this song, and then, we want to talk about it on the other side. We will. But, Bible verses, Lee is filled with them. All his songs basically have something to do with God, with the Bible, with something. And we're going to get into the Song of Solomon after a while, but let's listen to Acts 2, 1 through 4. Yes, yes.
We're about to have some church up in here. We're supposed to get ready to praise the Lord, and we're going to do this.
Come on now.
We're going to do this, y'all. This is my way. This is the way I praise y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Come on now.
Where the party at?
It started way over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, gave his life for me and for you.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
Then he says in the word of God that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yeah, y'all.
Come on.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
And the party got started in the upper room. And the Holy Ghost fell on them brothers and sisters up in there.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
Yeah. Down in southeast Georgia, the town called Elon off I-17. The Holy Ghost fell right there at my grandma's house.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
The party fell up on Brother Paul Williams, the saxophone player on this track. Yeah, moved all in his hands.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
All in his feet, all over him. Yeah, y'all. And the party is in him, in his soul, yeah.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
The party right now is in Dallas, Texas. Where we at right now? Lee Jr.,
hey,
Brother Paul.
Where the party at?
So this degree of revival. The Holy Ghost and fell up on the show. And now we got to do this, man. We got to praise the Lord.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
We got to do it this way, though. This is our way. Yeah, this is how we praise y'all. This is how we praise y'all. So come on, get on up in here.
Hey, y'all. Where the party at?
Yeah, the party right now is in my shoes. Is in my feet. And I'm about to dance.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
Where the party at?
And I can't stop moving. I just can't stop moving. The Holy Ghost just wanna make you move, wanna make you throw up your hands and shout.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Oh, Holy Ghost, fall upon me. I wanna be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, all in
the
fall.
Where the party at?
Yeah, that's the Spirit of God doing it. That's the Spirit of God doing it, y'all. So I've learned to let go and let God have his way.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Oh, the party is right here in my soul. Man, I just got a joy in my soul right now. I got to give it
hey,
to God.
Y'all, where the party at?
Where the party is in my hands. I just can't stop raising my hands, clapping my hands, and just moving all around this place. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
The party right now, y'all, is right now. It's going on. You might as well go on and get up in here with us and praise the Lord.
Hello. God just came up to me and just said, hey, Inez. Hey.
Yeah, man, get your church break on. Get your church break on up in here, man.
Yes, sir. Get your church yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
My feet
what y'all
moving
know about
like,
yeah, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you. I'm chasing just like I'm at church. Just grinning is like, no one can see me, but it's like I'm just grinning. Like I'm just happy because the music just makes me happy. It just makes me feel good. That's all I got to say. It's like,
yeah.
My brother was here. He would surely be hollering and shouting up and down the aisles. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
That's all right. That's all
we're
right.
Here, Bob.
Yes.
Up and down.
Yes. Good old Paul Williams on that horn here, boy.
What'd you say,
yes,
Andy?
Yes, yes.
I said I'm
yes.
Here bobbing my head up and down.
Yeah. And say, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be, huh? If we wait till we get to heaven, we can do this, you know. Acts 2:1-4.
Gotta go get your
right,
get your praise
right
now. Get your church praise going
yes.
on right now.
Yeah,
man.
Yes.
Yeah.
My face is hurting. This is just grinning so hard. Yes, that I like that
yeah.
song. Yes, yes. Acts 2:1-4. A mighty
yeah,
man. Yes, got my church quake on. Yes, 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 yes. And this next song is called "I'm Free." I'm free. F-R-E-E. And I'm gonna let Lee explain the song. He explains all the songs anyway. But it just after you know you have your church quake, you know you just feel like you're just free of everything. I just try to put these songs in like an order of how I would do that if I was church, you know. And so it's just like you don't have no care because you're just happy that everything's gone, you know. Just like you throw your hands up and
right.
I'm free. So explain free. I'm free to them, please.
Yeah, basically, you know, this song is just basically a testament, you know, of my life, my testimony about where God's brought me from, and you know, and I have no problem being an open book. I don't have to have people write for me, and that's one thing about it. You know, you get a lot of, you know, to each his own, whatever, but, you know, songwriters, you know, sometimes they write songs for a singer to sing, and that singer has really no connection with that song, you know, in any way. But I'm a girl of soul, man, so, you know, and everything I do is from my soul, so I got to remain true
right.
to what I do, firstly, before God, you know what I'm saying, that he's pleased with what I do for him. And the thing about it is, I have no problem being an open book. Telling my story about, you know, where I came from and the life I used to live and the things I used to do and everything else, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you can tell it, you know what I'm saying, to be honest about it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful that I'm no longer that way anymore. So that's basically what I'm free
right.
about. That's why I'm able to do what I do, the way I do it, because I'm free. You know, I'm so free, man. I can clearly talk about anything I need to talk about, you know, and
right,
those of you
right.
that have been following me for a while, you know, especially my Song of Solomon connection, man, I'm able to get in there and I'm able to speak my mind about Song of Solomon type stuff, you know, concepts, because, you know, I don't live a lie, you know, at home, you know, so when I'm talking about the Song of Solomon concept, though you heard my song, you know, that's for real, that's straight up, that's who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I don't write love songs just to try to get marketing and consumer, you know, unit sales and all that. No, I write it because it's the truth, and she can tell everybody. So what I write about,
right,
you know, is exactly who I am. So this song is basically my testimony about how God freed me from myself, from these chains of bondage that I put myself in. And I know a lot of people want to blame it on the devil. And let me tell you like this right here, everything at the devil's fault. Sometimes we make decisions based upon what we want to do, and we put ourselves in a situation. And I learned that. You can't blame everything on the devil. That's a cop-out.
Right.
You got to take responsibility for your actions and decisions that you make. So I did that. And so I woke up one day and decided, hey, now, Lord, I'm going to let you think for me. I'm going to let you lead me, and I'm going to lay back. And I'm gonna let you guide me. I'm gonna let your spirit guide me. So that's basically what the song is about. Yes.
Now he's told you basically what the song is about. You're going to hear about it, and it's just a simple song. And after you give your life to God and change, you can sing the same song too. It's just I'm free. And it's just a real good, I guess you can call it a praise song, but it's just something that will go through your whole body. It's just something that's just, what do you call it? A relief. You know, you're just free from everything that you ever did, because God will, you know, he'll take care of you first off, and then he will also forgive you for your sins. So this is I'm Free. Amen. Yeah, man.
I used to hang out on street corners at night, rocking block parties, breakdancing under street lights, railing on bomb beats since the age of 16, smooth guitar riffs, creating music motifs to make your mind trip. Somehow I knew that life wasn't for me, caught up in the secular world, trying to create my own destiny. Mama said only what you do for the Lord will last, give up sin and follow his path. His path, his way, is Jesus Christ. When all is wrong, he showed up to make it right. But I rebelled, I refused to walk in the light. I wanted money and fame, running wild in the fast lane. Kept running to brick walls and dead ends, going nowhere quick. Getting caught up in sin after sin, believing in the latest church trends, thinking how this was I was going to win.
I'm free.
But I found out different, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last. One day, I came to my senses, looked at myself, and I said, man, what is this? This ain't how it's supposed to be. I need to resist the devil. He'll flee from me. Jesus saved me and changed my heart, renewed my mind. I gotta thank the Lord, whom the Son set free. It's free indeed. I know he did it for me. And darkness no longer, I walk in the light. The Lord is my master, and he's so right, so holy, so just, so sovereign, so good. He keeps his promise like he said he would. Now I make the music, he gives it to me. To God be the glory as I tell my story. This is my testimony, keeping it real, and this ain't nothing phony.
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last. Free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
Free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last. Nobody loves me the way he does. God is the one I can truly trust. Although I step through crews, manage to produce truths, I keep God first and remain true. Holy Ghost upon me, I give the devil a shakedown. A spiritual beat down, pound for pound, round for round. A spiritual throwdown. And no, son, I ain't playing around. I pray in the Holy Ghost without ceasing. All praise to Jesus.
I'm
the
free.
Sun set free, it's free indeed. Yeah, y'all, cause he did it for
you
me. Yeah.
From the
free at last, free at last. I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all. Free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
Free.
Yeah.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at
last,
from the night.
Free at last, free
at last,
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last. Can't nobody do me like
you. Free at last.
Ain't nobody do me like the Lord, y'all.
You saved me nobody.
Free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
Free.
Yeah.
Woo. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
I am free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
Free at last, free at last, free at last,
Yes, free at last. I mean, you guys can listen to these songs again and again and again and again and again on n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, which is number1music.com. That's what N1M stands for. And like I said earlier, his profile's been viewed almost 500,000 times, almost 500,000 times. You know what 500,000 is? That's more than I can count. That's 500,000. That's 500,000. Right now he's up to like 488,000 and some change. I was hoping he would have gotten to 500,000 before the end of the year, but we was close. He's only like 12,000.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there. So we're not even
y'all
within
for
the year.
Coming on and listening and going on N1M. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll get there. Y'all will get there. Yeah, man, we'll get there. Yes.
And when we do, y'all will know because we're going to have a church quake and party for sure. Yes, we're going to have bells and whistles and balloons and confetti and everything else. Well, virtually anyway. So.
Yeah, man.
But yeah. This is less than a year, y'all, that he's achieved this. Okay, 488,000 in less than a year. Every time I look at it, it turns over at least 1,000 within an hour. Did you hear me? I said an hour, not a half a day, but an hour. It's like, well, dang, Gina, I wish I had that many folks who listened, looked at me. Shoot, I'd be rich and almost famous. No, but he is very talented. He does collaborations. He does music from all genres. Soul, jazz, gospel, spiritual, funk, rhythm and blues, R&B, instrumentals, spoken word, love ballads, love songs, hip hop, Latin, country. He's getting ready to do some rap collabs, some classical rock, Zydeco. If you don't know what Zydeco is, y'all stay tuned because we play some Zydeco music and yes, some holistic feel good music and some collaborations and. Yes, I'm in Atlanta. Sorry. I don't know what that was. But anyway.
Sorry, it's live
that.
Radio. That's to be expected. It's live radio.
It's live
radio. That's
stuff
like that happens.
Yes. We are not in the studio. He is in Freeport. I am in Atlanta. And we are just worldwide, so wherever you are hearing what we hear. So we appreciate you hearing what we hear, and what we're going to hear next is, as what the song says, is what's going on. So that is that we're doing. What's going on?
Yeah.
And that's a remake that he did. So that's the next song. I mean, it's just funny how God works. I do these songs earlier in the day, and it's just funny how they just play in play in place, but this is what's going on. So his rendition or remake of What's Going On by none other than Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Yes.
Today, pick it last, pick it time,
alone, but who are they to judge us? Because our hair is long. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today.
That's as relevant every day. I mean, it doesn't matter when, what's going on. Picket signs and things just keep on happening over and over again. So we could play that each year, each and every year, and it would never get tired, never get old. It would be relevant today, tomorrow, the next day, until, you know, God comes. This is just what's going on. You know, what we have to deal with each and every day, you know, each and every day.
Sad, but it's true, because things escalated to just madness these days. So it was a whole lot.
Correct.
You know, this and that song was talking about that, you know, what was going on. I don't understand during that day, during that time. And it's, it's just there since that time up to now. Their things are so escalated to the point of madness. It's just madness, man. It's just, it's just like, you know, everybody's on their own. Not everybody, you know. You got a lot of people, you know, for the most part, you know, they're on their own channel. They're on their own station. So, you know,
right,
I'm using that as a figurative statement, you know.
Example.
Meaning you want to do your own thing. You know what I'm saying? And just like we were talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, what's going on in the school? What's going on over here? What's going over yonder? What's going on? It's so much going on, man. And the thing about it is, we got to turn to God, man, for real.
Right.
Because,
you know,
people spend more time making idols out of famous people, famous places, and everything else, man. I mean, it's like, you know, and then forget about the only one true Savior. You know, I'm going to say like this right here. You know, a lot of famous people in a lot of famous places get more publicity than Jesus Christ Himself.
You said right, that is correct.
I'm just going to say, even during this quote unquote holiday season, and my wife and I were looking at the TV. You know, we're just watching TV and stuff. It's more stuff about stuff during the holiday season. I don't never hardly see commercials on there to say, hey, y'all, let's lift the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, y'all, let's lift the name of Jesus Christ. It's always something, buy this, buy that, eat over here, eat over yonder. Come here, vacation over here. And it's like, yeah, man, that's what's wrong right there. That's it. That's what's wrong right there. You know, God said his word that, you know, I'm the Lord your God. You shall know the gods before me. That means you don't put nobody else, no other thing,
nothing
before me. Yeah, man. We got to put God first. We put God first in our lives, then all this other foolishness, there would be no room for that in our lives if we allow God to stir us up. Yeah,
right, right. And I actually think that this pandemic is quote unquote a cleansing. I really do. I think it's a cleansing, and I'm just gonna put it like that. I just think that it's a cleansing, because how many people have died? Millions of people have died.
Well, the thing about it is, I agree what you're saying, because everything we're going through is biblical. Everything that we're going through right now, biblical, it's prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before Jesus comes back,
yeah,
all this is supposed to happen. All this stuff you see happening, from the pandemic till, you know, families turning on one another, killing one another, all this other stuff that's going on, you know, wars, rumors of wars. You see the seasons changing in seasons that you're not supposed to. We still, you know, we got people having snow when it's still summertime. You know, all these things.
Well,
if you read your Bible, everything I'm saying is prophetic. Uh-huh. It is like you say. But people have to get into a mindset spiritually that this is what's going on. You got to listen to what God is saying. God is always speaking. He doesn't have to try to say nothing. He speaks. Who's going to listen?
It's there.
That's
it's
the
listening. Thing.
He's speaking all the time.
Uh-huh, you just
so,
not
yeah.
listening.
So everything that I'm seeing for myself these days, and my wife and I have this conversation all the time, you know, all this is, you know, for the whole world to wake up and realize that all these things, we got to get back to the Word. We got to get back to the Word, man, not people's own philosophy and their opinions about this, that, no. Go straight to the Word. That's all we got to do. Go straight to the Word. Read the Word for its face value, for the truth that it has. And so it's like, when you see these things happening and what's going on with everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. What's going on?
Back, and that's the bottom line. That's why everything is happening the way it is, and things unfolding the way it is. And I'm going to tell y'all this right here. Like I told him in the church one time. I said, you know, everybody's going to go to heaven, but everybody ain't staying. So it's like, that means we all got to stand before God to get a great judgment. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, I came with that realization. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to heaven, but everybody ain't staying. And a lot of people might say, well, hey, you know, and like I say, man, and I know people, it's like, well, you know, everybody that passed away, oh, man, they're in a better place now. I'm like, all I can say is I hope they knew Jesus
they know
before
God.
They passed away. That's the important thing. As long as they did that, they're going to be all right. See what I'm saying? Because it's like,
Lee
Austin come to that realization for Lee Austin one day. Because I knew already, the way I was living, I knew if I died, y'all, I was going straight to hell, bottom line. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the people in my family do. If I died where I was at, I was going straight to hell. I don't know nobody preaching a lie over Lee Austin at that time, or he's in a better place. No, I ain't. I'm straight going to hell. Bottom line, because I wasn't doing right. So that's why I come the way I come with the truth, point blank, man. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to realize what's happening right now is because prophecy must be fulfilled according to the Word of God.
That's right.
And that's why all these things are happening the way they're doing. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. As you say, preach, Reverend, preach.
Yeah, man.
Preach, Reverend, preach. Yes, yes.
You know,
yeah,
man, I don't need to do no theology. I don't need to do none of that stuff. I did all that. I tell folks, I did all that. I mean, I talk like it, but I did all that. And that professor told me, he said, you know what, if you want to be a great preacher, remember everything we teach you, the didactics, the paradigms, and all that. I know all that stuff, man. But he told me, if you just want to be a straight-up gospel preacher, you just want to just teach the word plain and true, forget everything I told you. And that's what I did. And he told me that because I want to be effective. Because sometimes you use theology, you're talking over people's heads. You're not talking to that soul.
Right,
you read the Word of God. If you read the Word of God for yourself, Jesus Christ spoke simple and plain to folk. If he was talking to a carpenter,
He talked in the terms they understood. He was talking to a farmer. He talked to the terms that they did. He met the woman at the well. He used water as an icebreaker and poured into the woman's soul. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he talked plain. He talked simple, even when a child ought to be able to understand what God is saying. Yeah, man.
That's right.
Do you hear that? Okay, it's gone now. Did you hear that, buzzing?
Huh?
You didn't hear that? Did you hear that buzzing?
Nuh-uh.
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear? Okay. Okay, good.
I didn't hear nothing.
It was like,
if they were still listening.
I know the devil is not going, is a lie. That's all I got to say, because it was going, it's like, okay, let me fix this thing.
Well,
here.
I didn't hear that.
But,
nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
hear it. It's like, oh, good. Oh, good, good, good. Okay, that's...
we all good.
That
was
like, that's good, that's good. Okay, we're going to keep on going. Our next song is The Boss Remake. And The Boss, who is The Boss? Who do you all think The Boss is? We know The Boss is. But this is from James Brown.
Yeah.
The Boss. And Lee Reed did the song, and
yeah, you're right. I remember that now. As a matter of fact, that was during in June, celebrating Black Music Month, and so I've always gravitated toward that soundtrack he did for Black Caesar, and I always wanted to do for all these many years, 30, 40 years passed by. And so I figured it'd be cool to give him tribute to do a remake version of The Boss. I did my own bass line. I added some guitar on there. I added some organ on there to kind of add my flair and along with him on this one, man. But, yeah, I just wanted to play along with him, man, to give him tribute on this song. Yeah, man. Yeah.
And as we close out this year, he's not here, but we're going to still keep on giving him his props, James Brown, the song
is
The Boss Remake. Here we go. Yes. Hey.
Smothers day. Cracked bread. Grits and gravy. Cornbread. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yes. Come on now. The Boss. At least music. It's just like, you know, he just adds to that bass. I love a bass and a sax and some good old drums, you know, good drum beat, and I'm good. And piano, maybe tinkling of some keys, but when he hits that bass, that boom, 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 that's my bass.
Yeah, man.
Don't laugh at me.
That's my Bassilla, man.
Bassilla, like you was just saying, and bass talk and pillow talk or somebody's talk. What you want to call it, Angie?
Angie talk.
Yes. You're so funny. But that bass, boy, he be thumping that bass. Dum dum. I'm sorry, that was me. I just love a good bass, so you know. Don't laugh at me. Another song we have is called "The Soldier of Love," and that's Miss Sade. He has some remakes of some wonderful songs. He's got "Anyone Who Has a Heart" remake, but you know we're not playing that tonight. But I mean, like I say, go to n1m.com/LeeAlston. You can see all his music. You could listen to it, sample it, you know, keep playing it, put it in your playlist, because Angie has a big old playlist of songs, but I have a playlist that she doesn't have songs, so but each song is unique and it has its own, you know, its own movement to it, its own feel. That's just the inkling of what he's got. 30 years. Can you imagine 30 years of music? Just think how much music can 30 years be. And he hasn't even, you know, given me, I don't even think this is a thimbleful that he's given me. I think it's part of the eye of a needle. That's about all he's given me. But go ahead and N1M. Because I can't wait till he releases, you know, more music, because it's like, I'm ready. And then he has music coming up. He's got some collabs coming up that you'll be hearing some of them later. He's got some with his lovely wife, Miss Angie, baby, that she's going to be coming out with this new year. So I wouldn't be surprised if she was not part of one of the singer-songwriter, International Singer-Songwriter Association members. I'm just kidding, but no telling. You never know what God has in store for people. Put it in the atmosphere, because that's what I'm putting it. So, if y'all know "Soldier of Love" song, this is his rendition or the cover of "Soldier of Love," Sade.
This is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. His name is Mucha Hee, and it was during Sade's birthday, so he wanted to do a promotional tribute to her, and he's actually doing the vocal work, and I did the accompanying arrangements. I layered some things on top, and so kind of make it my own Gullah Soul style. And I just featured on here as the cameoed as the hip hop artist on this one. So you hear that come up in the song, but this is Mucha Hee featuring Lee Austin Gullah Soul music, yeah.
And not only that, later on in the show, he does have another song. It's called "In the Morning," done by Mucha Hee. So we're going to hear him later on, too. So let's hear a "Soldier of Love" cover. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
The endless pool on the other side. been torn up inside. I've been left behind. So I rise. I have a will to survive. In the wild, wild west, trying my hardest, doing my best.
My love priestess and I'll be your love soldier. There's no limit, I love can't reach. Whether she's third coast or a Georgia peach.
I'm a soldier of love.
Yeah, did y'all like that one? Yes, yes. Like I say, you can go to n1m.com/LeeAlston to rehear these songs, or you can always listen to these episodes on demand. You can go back in and under Soul Power Music and listen to the episodes over and over and over again, because they're out there. We got a few of them now, so we appreciate y'all, you know, tuning in and listening and hearing what we got to say.
Yeah.
But you know, so we thank you. So this next song, I like it. Well, the next song was. It's all about the numbers. Well, it's called Numbers 2319. But anyway, it's kind of a throw off of Cupid, but it's under numbers. So Numbers 2319. And then we have our Songs of Solomon. And wow. I'm just going to say these because our time is winding up, and I'm trying to get all these wonderful songs that we got going on in here. So, we're going to play them, and we're going to talk about them. So Numbers 2319. And Leah will explain it on the other side after we hear it. Yeah, man.
True love.
Never lies.
True love.
Lies. No, it doesn't. True love. And that song came out of Numbers 23:19. But it's like, had you been lied to? Is that why you came up with this song? Or
no.
What?
No. I'm explaining.
He said
the
no.
thing is, for those of you familiar with the song, the original, of course, Cupid, you know, doesn't lie. And you know, being truthful, because I'm a, you know, being a man of God and a minister, I have to stay, I use the concept, and the Lord began to speak to my mind to go back to the word and to, you know, a lot of times we listen to songs, and if we're not careful, we get caught up in a song and not really focus on what is actually being said. I know, I used to do that back in the day. But, you know, when God renewed my mind, the songwriting has to change. You know, when the individual changes. So basically, in that particular passage of scripture, when it says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man. Okay, so the thing is that his love would never lie. His love would never lie. That's what I'm talking about. So when people have to listen to, if I'm giving you a scripture, and if you listen to what I'm singing in the song, you know, you have to, it may take you two or three times to get it. But, you know, because I'm not going to write a song like ABC, 1, 2, 3, you know, 1, 2, buckle my shoe. No, it's going to be to where I want people to really think. So, you know, in understanding mythology, Greek mythology, Roman mythology, you know, Cupid, Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, all these characters are mythological characters. They're not real. So if I did the remake and said Cupid doesn't lie, then I'd be lying because there's no such thing as Cupid anyway. It's a mythological character.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
That's why, as a writer of gospel music, as a writer of songs that truly worship God, it has to be fought on according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the concept, of course, added my own guitar work, added my bass guitar work, my vocals, and just kept it simple, but just to give God some glory in this, and also reminding people that he's the one that will never lie. Not these mythological characters, not the presidents and politicians. A lot of people think they don't lie. For real. I had somebody tell me that. So it's like, you know, when the word of God says that God is not a man, so when the word's saying that God is not a man that he should lie, then that means that He is not us. He is not a human being, and not acting out of the flesh like we do. So
okay.
He will never lie. His love will never lie. So it's just to remind God that I know who He is, and hopefully the living will, you know, gravitate to what I'm saying to remind us all that He is not a man, that He's not gonna lie to us. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Never lie. Now these next ones, as we talk about love, kind of leads into the Song of Solomon, which is, I guess, the love poetry book. So the first one is Song of Solomon 2:1, and the Song of Solomon 2:1. Of course, I didn't have this up. Song of I Google a lot of things. So the Song of Solomon 2:1 says, "I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys." So once you hear this song, it'll make more sense to you. But because I had to hear it a few times, like, okay, what is he talking about? But then again, all of these are poetic. They're poetic songs. You know, they're love songs. They're love ballads in themselves. So he just added his little flair to them. So that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that. Yeah. So when you hear these next songs, we have Song of Solomon 2:1. So you can get your Bible. As I said, we have the Song of Solomon 4:16, which Angie loves. She calls it, it's called the Chill Zone. She loves that one. Then we have the Song of Solomon, the Soliloquy, and she said. And then we have the Song of Solomon Concepts. And then we find out what she says, and that's done by Miss Angie Alston.
Yeah.
So I want to get these songs in before our time runs out. So we're just going to play these songs, and if we want to talk about them after, we will. But let's, and then we have Quiet Time with Solomon as well. So we're going to hear these and just keep on keeping on. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, true, you are my soulistic inspiration. Your attributes of holiness help me to create a motif, truthfully bringing my feelings to light.
That was Song of Solomon 2:1. Next one is, you love it, it's Song of Solomon 4:16, The Chill Zone. Yeah, man.
I love your chill.
Next two songs, one is coming from Lee, and the second one is coming from Miss Andy, Lee's wife. So, and she said, and then she responded, this is what she said. So here we go with the Song of Solomon soliloquy, and then the Song of Solomon concepts. Yes, 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 yes.
Your love, my sister, my
my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, than the fragrance of your perfume in any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. And she said, style, because I'm a gullah child. Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead and speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind. Go ahead. Tell me.
And she spoke about her husband.
Yes, I did.
From head to toe. I mean, she could, it's almost like you can close your eyes and see exactly what this man looked like. From head to toe, mm-hmm. from the locks on his head to the way that he walks to this to that. It's like, that's the kind of woman you want to keep around. That's the kind of man you want to have around because they have
that's
a relationship that, you know, they communicate, and even if they don't say anything, you know, they communicate, you know, and it's just nice to have. I see, every time I hear these songs, I always say this because it's the truth. You know, you don't hear songs like that about people talking about their loved ones in the way that she and he talk about their, you know, loved ones. No,
yeah.
I'm not jealous. Mm-mm, not at all. No, not at all. Mm-mm, not me. I ain't that type of person. But no, if you ever need concepts or soliloquy, you know who to go to, these two. And after they have what he said and she said, you know what they have? They got some quiet time, Song of Solomon.
Yep.
So let's hear what they got to say, some quiet time. Yes, sir.
It's quiet time to share our hearts. Yes, it's quiet time.
Just for one moment to define who we are. We embrace the winds of time. I gaze deeply in your eyes, hoping this moment lasts forever.
Quiet time.
Chill with me tonight, let's make it forever. The moon defines our mood, so perfect for two. The stars came out for me and you. No doubt the love we share is true. And you calmly whisper my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time. The rain falls on the window. The fragrance of your presence fills the room. Anticipation is left in your shadow. And as you reach out to me, you warmly call my name.
Say my name.
It's quiet time. Come over here and hold me. I've been longing for your touch all day. And now the time is here. As your hands touch my face, you captivate me and I melt in your arms.
I'm yours tonight.
Oh, such warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips are sweet, the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you warmly say my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips are sweet, the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you warmly say my name.
I love to hear you say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time.
Ooh, it's quiet time.
Yeah. It's quiet time.
Oh.
Songs go together so, so well. All the songs of Solomon.
Thank you.
Yes, I think those will be our Valentine's Day songs. So listen for them during Valentine's Day unless he comes up with some new ones. But please expect those on our playlist that evening because
they just exude love.
Yes, they exude love. So I can't wait for Valentine's Day. Well, I guess I can because I have to. But anyway, that's neither hither nor thither. But but we only have 5 minutes left. Is there anything in particular you want to hear before we go?
No, I think, you know, I mean, the show tonight was right on point. You did an awesome job, and it really helped me put the show together, and Angie over in the cut. I just want to give a big shout-out once again to supporters, fan base, subscribers, everybody at NoahMusic.com, band, for downloads, your shares, for showing the brothers some love. Man, I got a lot of love for y'all out there worldwide. LinkedIn as well, y'all on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I just want to give a special shout-out to Brenda Moss, man, from Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. She texted me just a little bit ago. She caught the first 45 minutes. She said she really enjoyed it. And I know she's probably doing her show. She's always got her shows going, but she just wanted to chime in. And say she enjoyed the show, man. So I want to thank her for listening in on tonight. And once again, thank you, Inez, Angie, all of y'all, man, for making Lee Austin Gusto Music the vault what it is, man. And so I just want to I appreciate y'all, love y'all, and Happy New Year to everybody worldwide. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Miss Angie, get to speak to him before the New Year hangs. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say I'm proud of my husband for all of his accomplishments. I know he's been working a long time to get to this point, and I just pray, you know, that God will take him higher and higher and higher.
Yes.
And that, you know, I'm with him 200%. You know,
right.
So
whatever
he needs me to do to back him or whatever, I got his back, honey.
Yeah, thank
you.
Yeah, man, she surprised me for my birthday with a crybaby wah pedal. You know, that makes that wah sound. Yeah, man, I came home for my birthday. And I thought it was gonna be, you know, like whatever something, you know. But I looked over there in my chair. It was. I got on. So I got. I ate my dinner. I went straight to my studio, my office, and hooked it up, man. Started, you know, kind of playing around with it. Yeah. So yeah, she did that. So, yeah, she. Yeah, she got. She surprised me. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Yeah, man.
You
will. That's
what is it? A
crybaby.
What is it?
It's a classic crybaby wah pedal. It makes
that
sound like that on the guitar.
Okay.
You know, you heard a lot back in the 70s, like what Isaac Hayes did. that soundtrack, The Shaft. You heard it again? That right there, that's the pedal that makes that sound. A lot of people don't use that these days because they're into the electronics, into the technology. Me being gullah soul, being who I am, I keep it real. So I like
real
using what we did back in the day and bring it to now. So she surprised me with that. And I appreciate her, man, for understanding what I do. You know, that's one of the discussions we had before we got married. This is what I do. This is what I'm going to keep doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she understood that all that was lined out. So, yeah, man, I want to thank her, you know, while I got on the air tonight. Thank you, baby. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ms. Ives, and much love to you too, man. All of y'all out, man.
Happy
New Year. Happy blessed
happy
New Year, y'all.
Year.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
We love
you
are part of our family, so we love you dearly.
Thank you.
And we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me into you, for adopting me as your voice on the radio. But I appreciate you guys taking me in as well and teaching me a thing or two. So I appreciate it. Appreciate it. So we getting ready to go out. We want to wish everybody a happy new year, a safe and prosperous new year, because a lot of people didn't make it this point in time and everything. And so as I usually close, this has been your host, is Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs, and we were going to be leading you on the Gullah Soul on the strength, as we've been talking about, because that is Lee's strength, but we don't have time to do that. So we're just going to kind of close out on his promo and his thoughts. So happy New Year to each and every one of you until we meet again next year. God be with you till we meet again. Welcome to 2022 for those of you who already made it. And may it be prosperous and filled with peace and blessings. God bless each and every one of you until we meet you on next Friday in the new year, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. May God bring blessings and peace upon each and every one of you. Amen.
For sure.
Happy New Year.
Here we go. Happy New Year. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music Vault, Fridays, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with my co-host, Ms. Inez. Yeah, y'all. For more of my music, go to numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin to hear more of this Gullah Soul. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, you in the right place at the right time in the right moment. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, we're the party. Yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. It's right here, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Check my vibe out, y'all. Just for 1 minute, close your eyes and maximize the pure thought of blue sky. And every color of the rainbow lives in harmony. That's the way it ought to be. But all we see is color. We need to be colorblind. Seek to find the beauty inside. Because no matter how hard the heart, everyone has a soft part. So let's stop making excuses and start to teach our children where true love begins within. And it doesn't matter what color of skin they're in.
Yes, fellas, fall on the spring. Happy New Year, everyone.